It's time now for the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI Mount Vernon. The Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show is hosted by United Fidelity Bank. It's also brought to you by Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Half Moon Saloon, the Posey County Co-op, Shepherd Services, and Infinity Molding. And now, live to United Fidelity Bank with Alan Buck and Coach Joe Newcomb on 106.7 WMVI.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Mount Vernon Basketball Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck. You're on WMVI or PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm here with Coach Joe Newcomb, coming off of just a fabulous week, a very busy week of basketball, and what else do teenage boys want to do during than play basketball?
Hey, you're
let's,
right.
Let's go. We went 3-1 in the Carmel White County Invitational Tournament with 4 games in 6 days. But before that, we entertained Southridge down here, a game that we led wire to wire, if I'm not mistaken. Did Southridge ever have the lead?
I don't think they did. I think you're right. If they did, it was really early.
If they did, it was like 2-0 or something
it's
like
been
that.
A long time ago now, Alan.
But we're not nearly as old as I am,
I know.
I'm going from memory.
Yeah.
No, but you led 13-11 after the first quarter. You won the second quarter 15-9. You lost the third quarter 14-13, but that wasn't that big of a deal because they cut into your 8-point halftime lead quite a bit. I think they got it down
to 2.
And then you got it back up to 7 going into the fourth and then won the fourth quarter. You lost the fourth quarter by 4 points, but still – we had 3 people in double figures that night, led by Jackson Clowers with a double-double. 17-10 is what I had him for. You guys,
I think it was 17-10 or 11, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's fine. And Duke had 13 that night.
Yep.
And Nico with 11. That was just a real, real fine game by everybody.
I thought that was a really important game for us. Southridge is always really physical, and I thought I went and watched them play earlier in that week and just was really impressed with how hard and physical they played. And I thought our guys did a really good job coming out that night and setting a tone physically from the start, especially on the defensive end of the floor. We really got after them. I thought we did a really good job in the half court defensively. And Logan Dukowicz got us off to a really nice start, shot the basketball really well that night, and really kind of a coming out party for him. He's a guy that shoots the basketball well in practice. He's a guy that I know can make shots, and he shot it confidently that night and made shots for us. And Brady Schickel did a really good job on their leading scorer, Yubahor kid. I thought Jackson was outstanding on the glass, and that's something that's been a consistent theme here the last couple of weeks for him. He's got several double-doubles. I thought he really, really did a good job rebounding the basketball for us that night.
Yeah, he really did. He's one of those guys, if you're going to play, he plays very well in your brand of ball, but if you're going to go down to the neighborhood and play street ball, he'd be one of my first picks because he can pick up garbage. He can he's quick off the floor his second and third time, which he showed down there in Carmi. And let's go then to the opening night of that Carmi White County Invitational, and this I think was really special. You win the game by 10 points, led pretty much wire to wire there. I'm not sure if they led early in the game, but you had 5 guys in double figures. That was fantastic. Led by Jackson, 25, Nico, 17, Jack Campbell off the bench with 14, Brady Schickel, 11, and Hofstetter with 10. You had some, those are fantastic contributions all across the board, where you typically, Hofstetter doesn't give him any points. He's busy running the club, getting the ball where it needs to be scored from. But that night, he had his feet were set when he caught the ball. He was ready to go. Jack Campbell, he's money in the bank. If I'm playing horse, I want him on my team. But, you just got great contributions once again. And rebounding, I got 4 guys with 5 or more rebounds.
Yeah, no, I thought the day school game was it was an interesting game. You know, I think we get up 17 or 18 on them coming out of the third quarter. We were up 10, I believe, going into the half, and we were 8 to 10 at the half, whatever it was.
13.
Okay,
half.
And then Nash, we moved Nash to the bottom of our 2-1-2 against their little zone, and he goes on an 8-0 run to start the third quarter by himself. And I think we get up 19 or 20 on them, and then the scoreboard goes out for about 5 minutes, and it kind of unfortunately took the wind out of our sails. And really, we played very poorly for about a 6 or 8 minute stretch where we just could not get stops. And Tyler Myers really went off during that stretch. We struggled to guard. They cut it to 3, I believe, with four minutes to go in the ball game. And then a testament to our kids. You know, I think when you are up and you feel like maybe the game is in hand and a team makes a run like that at you, it is really hard to respond and get the tide turned. And I thought it was really, really mature of us to be able to do that, because playing young guys and having been in a lot of close games this year, several early in the year where we didn't make plays, I thought we'd had leadership and did a really good job down the stretch of executing on the offensive end to get back up 6 or 8, and then we just strung enough stops together there in a stretch to get it back to 8 to 10 points and hang on. You know, it was one of those games where afterwards the guys are disappointed in almost how they played for a stretch, you know, and I thought it was really important for us to be able to win a game like that, you know, and up to that point, every game at Carmi had been like that. Each team, there had been a team that raced out in front. Somebody had come back from a large deficit, and then it was one of those things where who could hang on for dear life at the end. And I'm glad that we were able to make plays and draw a line there and hang on, because I think that set a tone for us really for the week as far as having some toughness and figuring some things out, especially down the stretch in ball games.
Absolutely, and it had to give you some confidence, too, coming on the heels of the Southridge victory, too. Tyler Myers is left-handed, and that's, you know, you talk about, I mean, he's a very good player. He also, I think, overshot a little bit sometimes, but you don't have any left-handers on your team, so you're gonna, when you face a tough left-hander, it is a little bit difficult to adjust to.
It is, but he's also, I think he might be best going right to his pull-up. You know, that's something that maybe doesn't necessarily make sense, you know, is he is really dangerous. I think I think he's really expanded his game. You know, I think years past he's just a guy hunting shots and looked to score. He has really improved, and I thought throughout the week watching him play, he's taken a huge step forward as a basketball player, and I thought he gave us fits throughout the night and did a really good job. But we were able to get enough stops when it mattered and find a way to win.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, this is a good time to stop, take a first break, and we'll come back with the other three games and then look forward to Tell City as well on Friday. So we will take a 60-second time out. You're listening to WMVI Radio 106.7 FM.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Are you looking for a new job? One close to home? One with great benefits? One where you can contribute to the team? One where your boss understands the importance of a work-life balance? Then you need to check out Infinity Molding and Assembly in Mount Vernon. Since 1982, Infinity Molding and Assembly has produced products for world-class customers in the automotive, industrial, and medical fields. Things you touch every day. Whether you are looking for a place to use your skill set or a place to learn new skills, Infinity Molding and Assembly is the place you have been looking for. Some of the benefits include excellent medical and dental insurance, a flexible spending account, a wellness plan with a nurse and fitness specialist available on site, a 401k plan, which you are fully vested upon enrollment at 6 months of employment, generous time off to include up to 3 weeks in your first year of employment, plus paid holidays. Fun company-wide events, including cookouts, a luau, a holiday party, and other activities, and even a paid tuition program. If you want to take your career to the next level, contact Infinity Molding and Assembly online at infinity-mai.com or call 812-831-5114. Infinity Molding and Assembly. Join the family today.
For over 40 years, the Mount Vernon M Club has provided support necessary for the success of Mount Vernon student athletes. Since 1971, over $250,000 has been donated to athletic programs, assisting in weight room equipment, uniforms, and granting college scholarships. The M Club sells individual bricks for Wildcat Plaza, which are great purchases for alums and class reunions. Bricks are just $35. To make a purchase, contact M Club President Scott Mitchell at 812-550-0153.
Serving Mount Vernon since 1874, Bud's Hardware has been taking care of all your hardware needs. Bud's Hardware is your number one choice for lumber, plumbing, paint, fasteners, tools, keys, and even propane. Stop by 413 Main Street in Mount Vernon today and see all that Bud's Hardware has to offer, or give them a call, 812-838-4474. Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 8 to 5. Bud's Hardware, serving Mount Vernon since 1874.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Mount Vernon Coaches Show. I'm Alan Buck. You're listening to 106.7 WMVI, and we've got Coach Joe Newcomb here. We're recapping the Carmine White County Invitational Tournament games, and unfortunately, we have to talk about the Thursday game against Carmine. Dropped that one 62-50, but once again, you had three guys in double figures. We've talked about the importance of having multiple players being capable of scoring, and this time it was a different three than the previous game. So, you know, Nico and Jackson are pretty much going to be there usually, if not always, and a couple of the other guys are going to step up here and there. It just depends on how the game comes to them, because as we talked off the air, they don't force the issue, but they take advantage of the opportunities when they come. And in this case, it was Logan Dukowitz. Was 4-for-5 from three-point range and 1-for-2 from the free throw line for 13 points.
That's, yeah, really, I thought the Carmine game was a game where we just didn't have much of an answer for their big guy in Connor. You know, I thought we did a really good job of taking their wing player Edwards out of the ball game. I thought we did a really nice job defending him. But Connor's kid is really good. You know, Carmine's got a heck of a ball club. You know, I think they're 16-3 or 16-4 now. Won the tournament for the first time since 1999. Yeah. They're loaded, and I think they do a really good job of playing to their strengths and playing through the Connor's kid. You know, I think he is a matchup nightmare as far as his athleticism and his strength. Ability to score out away from the basket, take you off the balance, put you on the block. He's a really good defender, you know, for his size, being 6'5", 220, 230, can really move, can guard 1-5. He's a really good player, and I thought he was probably the difference in the ball game throughout. You know, we cut it to 2 with a little over a minute to go. We cut it. It's a 4-5 point game where we drive a baseline, and really, it's like there's a collision. It's like a car crash worth a no call, whether it be a charge or a block.
Something had
to be called there and wasn't, and that kind of was the end of the ball game. You know, and if it is a block, it probably should have been a charge, but if it is a block, we're at the line to make it a 2 or 3 point game with 40 seconds left, and instead. That doesn't get called, and then there's 2 or 3 technicals at the end of the game. It's kind of chaos to finish. But I thought we did a good job of battling throughout that night. You know, I didn't think we played our best, but still put ourselves in a position to have a chance in the final minute. Just didn't make a few plays and had a few things go against us, and that's part of playing on the road, is you've got to be able to be three or four plays better than what you normally are to beat good quality opponents on the road, and we just weren't that night.
Yeah, something I noticed too with Bryce Connor, he was one for one on three-pointers, but I watched him in just warm-ups and stuff. He was hitting three-pointers just right and left. I mean, he was a terrific outside shooter. He didn't happen to do that with you guys. He mostly operated inside. But
no, he's a good player. You know, and the Edwards kid, I think we held to six or eight, but eight. He can really shoot the basketball. The Driscoll kid's a really good player. I mean, Gomat, who can go left, he hurt us at times. And they've got several weapons, and they did a really good job.
Mm-hmm. They did. They seemed to, like you said, they played as a complete team. We moved to Harrisburg on Friday. Four players scored, four players in double figures. I had Jackson with a double-double, 19, 17 for Nico, 15 for Brady Schickel, and I had Schickel with seven rebounds. I'm not sure of that.
I think seven or eight.
And Nash Hostetter with a dozen. You know, the one thing, your players do very, very well when they catch the ball, their body is balanced and their feet are set and their knees are bent, they're ready to shoot. And when they do that, you can tell Nash Hostetter in particular. When he shoots, sometimes you look and say, that didn't look quite right. Other times when he shoots, it looks perfect and you know it's 20 feet away and you know it's in. It's dead bottom, there's no doubt. And that was one of those games. He was just perfect form every time.
Well, that was another fun ball game. You know, they have a young man, and the Andy kid, who had gone for 36 or 38 the night before we played him. Mm-hmm. I thought Brady did an outstanding job on him. I think we held him to 14 or 16, if I'm not mistaken.
16 is what I had him at. Three rebounds, and that kid can jump out of the gym. Somebody kept him off the board.
He had been averaging, I think, 29 the last six games coming into the tournament, and so he's a huge offensive weapon for them. And then down the stretch, I thought we just played really good team defense, made some crucial stops, and Brady then on our end hit two big-time threes late in the game to kind of seal it when they had made a little run. We didn't play very well that third quarter where we were up, I don't know, 10 or 12 going into halftime, and they'd cut it to
13.
Okay, cut it to two or three again. And we did a really good job then in the fourth quarter of just flat guarding and getting stops and able to stretch things out. But I thought we did a really good job on the Andy kid, and I thought that kind of really set the tone for us for throughout the night.
It really did, and Chris and I talked about it on the air that we talked about it off the air. He disappeared. There were times when he disappeared for long stretches. That probably is a credit to Brady Schickel making him disappear.
Well, I think it was. I personally, yes, you know, for him. And then late in the game, they went to their curl motion, where it's really hard to jump to the ball with a guy that can shoot the basketball like that. You can't go under screens, because if you do, he's going to stop and they'll flare it and hit you. If you go over it, there's curl actions that are open. And I thought we did a really good job of having good help. Team defense on that curling action, to where we end up with four or five steals that second half or that fourth quarter with Duke Witts and Nico.
Right, they took the third quarter 19-8 and cut the lead to two. But that's one of those things where kids can scratch their heads and hang their heads, and they didn't. They won the fourth quarter 19-7.
Right.
That was absolutely huge, and really, when they do something like that, I really think it bolsters their belief in themselves.
I agree.
And but that was really a peculiar game with only four players scoring. But
we'll take four double figures every night.
Absolutely.
Ideally, you'd like to have more score, but if they're going to be in double figures, that makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, and everybody else contributed. Once again, Nash Hostetter, he scored, but he was running the club too. You got Jack Campbell off the bench, gives you good solid minutes. Jacob Swartz gives you good solid minutes off the bench, and Dukowicz, you know, he doesn't make mistakes. He's I would guess, I know his brother was a straight A student. I guess Logan's not far behind.
Logan is very heady.
Yeah, you can tell that. And then you go play Fairfield on Saturday. Gas tanks run a little low for this short bench that you run, but those kids once again. gutted things out. Tie game after three, and you win the fourth quarter 14-8. Now, this is something I mentioned to you earlier. Folks at home need to hear this, that Fairfield had a player. He was hit 8 for 9 three-pointers, and at the end of the first quarter, he had 17. Mount Vernon had 15. 20-15 was the score after one. After that, Mount Vernon held him to 29 points over the next three quarters and held that kid to eight over those three quarters. So there was a, let's say, a conversation after the first quarter that the team might want to focus a little bit on Eric Rogers, and he was just a phenomenal shooter. But on the other side of the coin, I said he was 8 for 9 from three. Nico was 7 for 8 from three. So almost matched him almost, well, and he actually outscored him 32-28. But when you got a guy like Nico going off like that, Jackson also came in with 15. Rebounding-wise, we controlled the boards. Nico 5, Brady Schickel 5, Jackson Clowers 4. Those are close numbers. They might not be exact. It was just a phenomenal game in that fourth quarter in particular to just shut them down. You know, 8 points in a quarter is not much.
Well, we obviously didn't do a very good job that first quarter of guarding the Rogers kid, you know, and he can flat shoot him. And I thought getting into each other, getting after him, and I thought they really responded the second quarter. They got up 10 or 12 on us with about 2 minutes going to half. And then our ability to cut it to 6 going to the half I thought was really important, being able to feel good about something coming out of half. And I thought our defense in the second half was outstanding. I thought we really got after him. We went with our full court, just man stuff. I thought Nash was outstanding on the basketball the entire game, just hounding their point guard. And then switching Nico to the Rogers kid, he was outstanding on Saturday. And you look and Nico scores, but the bottom line was Nico flat guarded on Saturday. And mm-hmm. if he will give that type of effort on a nightly basis on the defensive end, we could be really good. And I think that's something that that has to be consistent for us. Is I think we can be really good on that end when we're all locked in. And what he did to the Rogers kid the last three quarters, holding him to 8 and just really getting after him it was a treat to watch. You know, I thought he was special on that end. And then obviously his efficiency on the offensive end was big time. You know, he kind of put us on our back offensively, scoring 32, and really was very, very efficient. I believe he was 11 of 15 or 12 of 16 from the field, 7 of 8 from 3.
11 of 15 is what I had him at.
Just one of those nights where that's what really good players do, and that's what leaders do. You know, when you need somebody to step up and take ownership in whatever end of the floor, I thought Nico did that, and that's something now that we need moving forward on a consistent basis. And on the defensive end specifically, if we can guard like that as a group, it really raises our ceiling, you know. And I thought Jackson was just outstanding on the glass. I thought he had 8 or 9.
Did he
have
that? Yeah. Okay.
But 4 or 5 hustle plays that led to turnovers off of getting extra possessions. I just thought we really played hard Saturday and gutted one out when it's hard to do that playing 4 games in 5 days.
Absolutely. Going into that game, we had I was given some stats here. Jackson Clowers was 2nd in steals up for the tournament. He had a number of them in the Fairfield game, so I don't know how many end up for the tournament. But we ran a little long that segment, but as, you know, we could go way long talking basketball. But we'll take our last break, and you're listening to 106.7 FM WMVI.
Hello, sports fans. I'm Mark Isaac, United Fidelity Bank Executive Vice President. At United Fidelity Bank, we make it easy to bank with us. Our in-person friendly service provides peace of mind and worry-free banking. We offer checking and savings accounts with no hoops and no hassles, and our easy-to-use online banking platform allows you to bank anytime, anywhere. Our mobile apps provide you access to your accounts on the go, and you can skip the trip to the bank with our mobile deposit. Plus, we are proud to offer you access to over 93,000 surcharge-free ATM locations nationwide. We invite you to come see the difference at United Fidelity Bank.
Half Moon Saloon in Mount Vernon is the place for great food all day long. Half Moon Saloon takes care of you with daily plate lunch specials, including fried chicken every Wednesday and catfish every Friday. Try the 7 or 14 inch delicious pizzas or the ribeyes and fillets after 4 p.m. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until midnight and Saturday from 10 until 1 a.m. Check out Half Moon Saloon, 231 West 2nd Street in Mount Vernon, or order over the phone, 812-643-0518. For over 40 years, DiMaggio's has been serving the best traditional Italian cuisine, and since 2007, it has been a staple right here in Mount Vernon. Start your DiMaggio's experience with breadsticks, garlic bread, or the always popular chicken wings. Looking to eat healthy? Try one of the many salad options. And nobody has more options for pasta than DiMaggio's. DiMaggio's also has great sandwiches and calzones. And then there's what started it all. The massive selection of pizzas from 7 inches all the way to the extra, extra large 18 inch. Keep an eye on their Facebook page for the pop-up pizza of the month. You can see the menu online at orderdimaggios.com and order by calling 812-838-9850. DiMaggio's Pizza, 1244 Main Street in Mount Vernon.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hobstadt, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Asgrow and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon with products from Rocky, Wolverine, Timberland, Keen, Rockport, Reebok, Ariat, Red Wind, and Twisted X brands. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Shepherd Services is a name that you can trust for all of your contracting. Whether you need a quick repair or want to remodel, Shepherd Services has you covered. All the technicians at Shepherd Services bring years of experience to every job. From commercial and residential HVAC to electrical and building upgrades and maintenance, the professionals at Shepherd Services will get the job done, and satisfaction is guaranteed on every project. Visit Shepherd Services online at shepherdservices.com or call 812-838-5604.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Coach's Show with Joe Newcomb here. You're listening to WMVI 106.7 FM. I'm Alan Buck. We have just covered the Carmine White County Invitational, which we went 3 out of 4. Brings your record to 7-9, and now we look forward to Tell City coming to town on Friday, and then we go to Pike Central on Saturday. So two games, two opportunities to even the slate this week. Tell us, what do you know about Tell City?
Well, Tell City's a group with a new coach, and they've struggled throughout the year, obviously, and I think it's important for us just to – we talked about it Saturday after the game. You know, when you have a team coming into your place that's struggled – you've got to make sure you're doing things the right way and preparing the right way and making sure you're taking care of yourselves and understanding the preparation and not taking shortcuts. You know, I think that's something that when you look at records and kids aren't dumb. You know, I think that sometimes it's easy to overlook things, but you can't. I think this is something that we've set, I think, a standard of how to play and how hard we're playing and the things that we're doing on the defensive end here the last couple of weeks, and I think that's something that we really have to make sure we do a good job of Friday and setting a tone on that end in order for us to have success on the other. So they got a couple kids that can shoot the basketball, but we've got to make sure we do a good job of pressuring the basketball and getting into them, and I think that will allow us to hopefully create some turnovers and get some easy ones.
Absolutely, and, you know, we talked about this off there a lot. You know, even the best shooters have – Rick Knott even had an off shooting night once in a while. But you can make up for those things by working your tail off on defense and rebounding. Rebounding, get yourself more possessions, and defense the obvious. I mean, keep the game close if you're struggling with your shooting until you can get that ship righted. I Tell City a few years back, they had a kid named Braden Beard. He was about 6'3" or 6'4", just well built, but nothing extraordinary. But his post play was as perfect as his footwork, the way he rotated, the way he put pressure and then got off and rotated around. If they've got something like that, that'll be a nice test for your young kids, Brady Schickel in particular. He does the same kind of techniques this other kid did, but he's doing it with 14-year-old muscles instead of 18.
Yeah, no, we'll be ready to go. Obviously, it's homecoming, so it's Mars night, so we'll have hopefully a good student turnout for Mars. Hope homecoming, so hopefully we'll have a good crowd. And I know the kids are excited to get back home and play.
Absolutely, and yeah, show off what they showed off over there in Carmi over this past week. It was a fun week for Chris and me. It has to be a fun week for those kids.
Yeah, I think as a kid, you're right. Like there's nothing better than just playing. You know, you don't have to practice. There's not a whole lot of prep work for them. And as coaches, there's a lot of quick turnaround and prep. But as a player, you just get to go play games.
Yep.
That's a lot of fun.
Absolutely it is. And we're going to do that again Saturday. You're going to go up to Pike Central, up to Petersburg. They are a veteran club.
They are. They're really solid. You know, they've built the last couple of years here to – where they are. They're 9-3, play at Memorial tomorrow, and then I believe they host in South Spencer Friday, so they've got a tough week. But I also have seen them a couple weeks ago up at Wood. I'm going to go watch them tomorrow. They're just really solid. You know, they have really good guard play. The Quaid Morton lefty who can just really shoot the basketball. He's a really good leader. Multiple guys have started since their freshman year. The Gish kid is a really good player. Last year took us, and they hit a three with about 10 seconds left to beat us by a point or two at our place last year. They got the Sorgius kid who hasn't played since early in the year, so be interested to see if he's playing this week or not, but 6'5", 6'6", kid who can shoot it. So lots of pieces. They really defend. They do a really, really good job on both ends, and we'll have our work cut out going up there and trying to get a win.
All right. Well, look forward to it. As you know, it's going to be a fun week once again. Good luck to the kids, to you and the kids. And anything you want to say to the fans, you know, fill the gym on Friday.
Oh, absolutely. Homecoming. We'd love to have a great turnout. Kids have been playing hard and excited to keep going here.
Yeah, and they need your support. They do put in an awful lot of hard work, and it deserves to be recognized. And with that, I will send it back to Dave. Thank you, Coach Newcomb, and thank you, Dave, back at the studio. And good night to all good sports.
The Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI has been hosted by United Fidelity Bank. It's also brought to you by Bud's Hardware, the Mount Vernon M Club, Half Moon Saloon, the Posey County Co-op, Shepherd Services, and Infinity Molding. Thanks for tuning in to the Mount Vernon Wildcat Coaches Show on 106.7 WMVI Mount Vernon, your home for the Mount Vernon Wildcats.